sure wouldn't do her any harm. Hand you pain and easy when you're all alone. The rest is what she needs and she should be staying home. Pain that makes you stronger, feels all for the weak. But kids that like to check out girls and makes them feel unique. Yeah, I got two daughters, yeah, I got a son. And my days of parenting are never ever done. So, give me hope, give me, give me faith. Song, but I'm never done trying to stop this wrong. I know it ain't easy, in fact it's very, very hard. Sinful days are gone, now I'm always on my guard. Planning for the future, not living in the past. I wanna make some change and I wanna make it last. Hard times might be coming, but good times will too. You gotta kill the numbing, but we will get through. So, give me hope, give me faith.
We'll be right back. really gonna hurt me so. Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Whoa, don't you go nowhere. Let the baby like a wolf that hug loves his corn. I love you, baby, like a wolf that hug loves his corn. You gotta wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby.
Gone away,
nowhere.
I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Help get him back. DJ, won't you get this club hopping for me? check him out, maybe see if he's feeling it. He's really gone. I know I can't keep dreaming on.
Hey! Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Well, tonight, I'm gonna walk into a ballroom. I'm gonna set up and burst into song. Touching hearts, you know, and even sometimes some young lady might get turned on. But if her lips should somehow come up close to mine, I have to stop her and apologize. You know, because my heart is somewhere out there. Yeah, somewhere out there, yeah, you know, my heart is somewhere out there, in hands of Melinda, yeah, and so I called up my brother, cried my eyes out right there on the phone. He said, your life is in a shambles, yeah, man, so pack your things, cause you are coming home. And well, I do miss my mother, and I miss my sister, but now that they're gone, yeah, I just ain't got no home but out there, yeah, somewhere out there. In the arms of Melinda. Yeah, you may wish I was a better man. Call me a hustler, even take me out for a fool. But I just don't want nobody if I can't have you.
Give me, give me life. Give me, give me hope. Give me, give me faith. Give me. Oh, and I'm ready for something Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford,